grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you, unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. For the introduction to my sermon, I thought to read from the Holy Bible, from the Gospel of St. Luke, from its 16th chapter, verses 19 through 31. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. And there was also a certain beggar whose name was Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither they will be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Amen. It's a pleasure to be here in your midst, here in the northern Ostrobothnia, here at the fields at summer services. This duty of speaking, or this speaking turn, when I was called to do this speaking turn, I felt on my behalf myself very lacking, and also my heart pounding. My son asked me before I came here, "Dad, are you scared? Do you fear to go to do that term of service?" I have to admit that I fear, and I feel myself very sinful, and at the very beginning I wish to ask you, dear travel friends, can you believe my sins forgiven? This way I wish to believe together with you. Here we heard in this text speech of Jesus. This was sermon kept by Jesus to people. We can say when we read the scriptures that Jesus met at the time he was in this world. He faced many different kinds of people. And there were those who wanted to receive the grace call of the kingdom of God and to follow Lord Jesus. But we can also notice that there was a big flock of those who did not want to listen, and they did not want to be obedient to the word of God, and they did not want to be believing this joyful message on their behalf. In this text we heard how Jesus brings in his teachings to people as an example. But these two people, it touches also two different roads or ways, and we can say of this teaching that there is a broad way and there is also a narrow way. Also, Jesus in his time exhorted people that they would be diligent, so they would be part of those who travel on this way. That person who has lost the gift of faith, oh, how lovingly he was exhorted to come and enter that straight gate to the kingdom of God. that narrow way is what leads to life. We heard that there was a rich man in this text, that the rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. At these services, we have heard how this temporal matter and temporal riches, how also this goodness which God blesses to people, how that can also become a danger to people. When a man on his own behalf is so corrupted that a man can easily think that this temporal goodness is something that he has done and achieved himself. And many times, very often, this matter has been forgotten, that this temporal what we have here, we might forget who is the giver of that. We, as children of God, we should think about this matter, which we can take and receive as a gift, but also share this as a gift. But there is also this kind of spiritual richness which Jesus also wants to teach to us. In another portion of the Bible, we remember how Jesus had a conversation with a young rich person. He might have had lots of temporal goodness and goods, and we can remember how he thought that he had lived correctly every day since his youth, and he thought that he had fulfilled the strict law of God. But nevertheless, Jesus loved this person created by God, and with his everlasting love, he called him to the kingdom of God. Go and sell everything what you have and come and follow me. Of this conversation, this young person became sorrowful and left. When the disciples talked about this, how Jesus said how they who have lots of possessions, how do they come to the kingdom of God? Jesus didn't see it impossible. That if a person has a lots of riches, he could see that this person could be believing nonetheless. Still, Jesus wanted to teach this young person that how he said there that how easy it is for a camel to enter. Go through the eye of a needle than a rich person enter the kingdom of God. What might Jesus have thought or meant by this saying? Didn't he want to teach that it is an impossible matter? It is an impossible matter with that state of the heart to enter the kingdom of God. And for that reason, Jesus has to take self-righteousness from a person's heart before a person is ready to take the joyful message of Lord Jesus Christ. We also heard here that there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at the gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the dogs came and licked his sores. And so it happened that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Here we heard that this was like a an opposite kind of a situation with the rich man and compared to a beggar. He was full of sores and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Dear travel friends, is this picture hear what Jesus wants to tell us or teach us? Isn't this familiar to all of us today? When one can't find on our own behalf, we can't find anything else but sin. So And many times we have to be begging for that precious gospel, that we would be preserved as children of God in this kingdom of the dear Son of God. We have been able to experience the riches of God every day. How the great grace of God has always been sufficient to a poor sinner. We might have come to these summer services from many different kinds of situations of life. Some people might have had in their lives very serious and heavy situations in life. And these people might have thought that, will I even have strength to go to services? Nevertheless, the heart's desire has been that we should go. And then there might have been a weak sigh towards God, that give me from your word that's such small morsels that my soul would receive nourishment, so that we would be able to remain on this journey. So it is, dear travel friends, even at this moment, I want to encourage you, dear travel friend, I want to encourage you that believe, however you feel yourself, all your sins and temptations believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. This is the joyful or gracious, joyful message of the gospel, through which we can refresh our soul . We might also experience on this way how the dogs came and licked these sores. The book of the Revelations writes of this, how the dogs and the ungodly and the idolaters and warmongers are outside the kingdom of God. we might experience ridiculing from the world. And that's how Jesus also, that's what Jesus also experienced in this time. In the same way as he was he experienced ridiculing, we can, in that way, we experience the same. But may God give us strength that even though we might experience this on our way, may God give us the right kind of a mind that nevertheless we could be of secure mind. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. We heard in this text how Lazarus died and was taken by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The part of a beggar was a good part. He reached home as a victor. And this is what this is the same we are looking towards. This is a very precious and important matter when this the time for each of us comes, that we are ready to leave. God also reminds us in his word that we would be ready at all times. The portion of this beggar was good when he was in the Abraham's bosom. And we can all personally read from the Bible how Abraham's faith was tried in his time too. And there isn't such a faith that has not been tried. And with the same faith, Abraham believed. And we can believe in the same way and endeavor. For Abraham believed the word of God, and it was given him as righteousness. I have sometimes thought in my own life. How Abraham's faith was tried with even big trials. Where he had to sacrifice his own son. There in that one mountain. And how those questions what Isaac asked his father when Abraham, obedient to the will of God, went how Isaac asked this question that here are the logs, where is the sacrifice? We can say that it was not easy for Abraham that moment in his life. Abraham answered that God has given us a sacrifice. And then when we remember this, that when he put Isaac on the logs and he was ready to sacrifice his son, the angel came and said to Abraham, 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 do not touch your hand on your son. Do not hurt your son. And also this, what Abraham did, it became as righteousness before God. But the rich man also died. And he had to become accounted for his life. He was tormented in the flame. Abraham said, Son, thou remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Many people in this time travel this broad way, which leads to damnation. But yet, the time of grace, is here. And how on these fields of the wonderful message of the gospel is heard and called. How those who are not partakers of the gospel can own. We can receive it as a gift and be believing. And we can believe unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. This is the only foundation which does not waver. For there another kind of a foundation has not been laid other than the one of Jesus Christ, the Lord of life. When a person builds his life on this foundation, we can say that life has been built on a good foundation. It was the same foundation as what Lazarus wanted to be building and create. Great reward was waiting him. And then this rich man became worried on behalf of his brothers. So that he would go to his brothers to preach this good grace gospel. That they would not come to this place of torment. But Abraham saith unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. It opened unto this rich man. It was too late when the importance of believing opened unto the rich man. But nevertheless, he said that he wanted to that Lazarus would go to preach gospel to his brothers, so they would believe the gospel, and they wouldn't have to come to the place of torment. And so Abraham said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. There is a picture of law and gospel. How man on his own behalf for his own part is so corrupted and gone away from God that not with his own merits he can't find God. When God testifies this through his word that all have gone away, and there is not one who will seek God. This is the work of God in man, that he calls that prodigal son and sister back to his fellowship. It's also that work of God in man that he wakes up the conscience to see these matters before the Almighty God. How it is the will of God we also remember how Jesus taught of this in the parable of the prodigal son. That no one would have to come to this place of torment. This father, son's father, had probably thought, that when he left on his way in the world, that if it happens that this boy would return and come back home, the love of father, it is the same with a prodigal daughter. Such a person who has gone astray because of sins and shortcomings. We remember especially in this text, how this text reveals to us that how this law has its own task or duty to wake the state of the conscience. But God does not want to leave a person into that state, but he desires to help a person away back to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of his own son. And very beautifully in that parable of the prodigal son, this prodigal son felt that he began to realize his own state, that if he dies because of hunger, he regrets of his own sinfulness. He says, I have sinned against the heaven before you. God, this father comes to this son towards the son with his arms raised. That moment he received peace. If there is a person here in this kind of a state who with a sincere heart is seeking for a heavenly father, look, it's the day of grace. We want to approach you today. Believe your unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and begin to follow us and the Lord Jesus Christ. But this same gospel, dear travel friends, it is as strength to us that we are satisfied with this care of the Holy Spirit. On our own part, we are so corrupted. That we would not be ashamed of this precious gospel of the kingdom of God. The apostle brings forth this matter that we should not be ashamed of this gospel. We are so corrupted on our own part that our corrupted portion wants to battle against this, that on this way and journey we could freely believe and continue our journey. But dear travel friends, even at this moment, I have this pleasure to bring this precious gospel. Be in good cheer. Believe as you are and as you feel yourself. Believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. On to freedom, joy, and peace. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. This way we can remain journeying in the faith, and we can look towards the day of reward when we can endeavor here in faith, in Jesus' name, amen.